Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, singer-songwriter Oisín Leach from County Meath, known as one half of the Lost Brothers, has just released his much-acclaimed debut solo album called Cold Sea, and he recorded it near Malin in Donegal. We're going to hear all about that in a few moments, but first, accompanied by Graham Heaney on double bass, this is October Sun.
I was far from my mind. I was so far behind. With the autumn light in my eyes.
That was beautiful, Oisín. Come back and sit with me. Tell me about recording this album, Cold Sea in Donegal. Why Malin? And what it was like recording there?
Yeah, it was amazing. Thanks for having me on this morning. We picked Donegal. My mother's family are from there. Ah. My dad's mum was from Union Hall, West Cork, but my mum's family, Donegal, Inishowen. And when I finished writing these songs, Steve Gunn was top of my list as producer, and we were back and forth. Should we work in New York, Dublin? And I suggested Donegal, and he said, I'm in, because my great-grandmother was from there and emigrated to Philadelphia from Downing's, Donegal. So that was the first of many serendipities that surrounded the Cold Sea sessions. So I collected Steve from the airport on a July morning, and off we went, like Whitnall and I, to record in a little cottage on the side of a mountain. It was fantastic.
I'd say it was beautiful. And is that sense of place and space and open air... is that incredibly inspirational? And also, you can really feel it in that song you even sang there.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I really love it up there. I kind of, over the period of 2 years, I spent a lot of time there with my wife and kids. We'd spend the day at the beach swimming. And in the evening, when everyone was sleeping, I'd take out my notebook. And I found myself writing songs about the area. And anytime, I'm from Navan, but anytime I'm there, I just feel like I belong there. You know, when you arrive at a place and you take this big breath, exhale. So I was hugely inspired by Kildaff, Malin. I mean, Malin Head is such a powerful place. It kind of reminded me of the Hill of Tara in Meath. Gives you that huge natural power. So yeah, without thinking, it doesn't always happen to me, but songs were coming quickly. So I scribbled them down. Like that one I just sang, October Sun, came really fast. And that doesn't happen to me a lot. And if you're lucky, it's a good one. And that's what happened with October Sun. I was in Kildaff staying with the family. And this song came, that song I just sang came as an idea. It's kind of about the perils of a ruthless humanity. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a warning from nature. And it's a song I love to sing. But yeah, up around there, you couldn't not be inspired. It's so beautiful up there.
It truly is. You also pulled inspiration, didn't you, Oisín, from reading the great Seamus Heaney, your love of film. Quite the mix.
Yeah. I run a folk club in Navan, and that was the initial idea of writing these songs. And I didn't know what these songs were when I was writing them. And after about 9 months of writing... and my work pattern was I'd wake up, make a jar of coffee and read Seamus Heaney or, you know, I don't always do that, but I kind of fell into this discipline of reading. I love Seamus Heaney's book, The North and Fieldwork, those two especially. I loved the way he would introduce a line with soft words and then on the next line he'd cut the atmosphere down. You know, almost like walking through the Irish landscape. You know, you have the soft moss or peat and bog, and then you have the hard slate stone. So I found Heaney's work hugely inspiring, and that found its way into the songs, mixed with the Donegal landscape. And obviously being a dad for the first time is, you know, it's a hugely creative time.
You've two little boys, haven't you?
Two little guys, 5 and 7, keeping me busy.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. What a gift. And I know you mentioned your collaborator, Steve, earlier, but also you've worked with the great Donal Lunny. And Tony Garnier, he's a longtime Bob Dylan collaborator. You worked with him as well on one of the recordings. How did that come about?
Yeah, so Tony is a longtime friend. I know him a few years and I'm a huge fan of Dylan. In my teens, I was big into punk rock, like The Clash. Hearing Dylan kind of was life-changing. And it was Dylan's Freewheelin' album that I first heard. And over the years, I became friends with Tony Garnier. And on this album, we really wanted to leave as much space as we could. But I heard bass on Colour of the Rain. And so I sent the song to Tony and he loved it. So I met up with him in London and he arrived into the studio with the bass line beautifully written on manuscript paper. Yeah. And he's a genius. I mean, he's been with Dylan, I think, since 1989. He did his first show at The Point with Dylan in Dublin. So he's become a great friend and a mentor, like Donal. You know, musicians like that, they enable, they're kind of like a runway. They let music lift off. I see those people as great inspirations. So to have Donal, Tony Garnier, Steve Gunn is amazing.
They're also generous with their time, which is wonderful as well. Now, you are massive in France. Tell me about this, Oisin Leach.
I know, I'm going to have to tell my kids. Come on, pack up the car. We're heading to the ferry here. Big in Japan, big in France. So I'm humbled by the reception the album's getting because it started as initially for the folk club. But great press in England, but especially in France. I've been invited over to play in headline in Paris at La Chapelle on May the 3rd. And I'm really excited. Yeah, I keep getting sent these newspaper clippings from France. Telerama and Le Monde have been even writing about it. I love France. I adore Paris. My French is a little bit Del Boy, vraiment. Vraiment magnifique. I'm going to have to get out the French, my leaving cert French, and head camping in Brittany.
No, it's so great, though, because I was reading before this interview how big you are in France. And look, I know you're heading off on tour around Ireland after the Irish launch. You love all sorts of music. You've got that great occasional radio show I love on Radio 1 called Caravan Radio. You're also, of course, part of the Lost Brothers. Are they gone or are you just on a break?
We're just on a hiatus after 15 years, 7 albums. This is an interesting kind of side road. And I'm really excited by this project and I'm kind of enjoying the journey.
Well, look, Oisin, it's been delightful to talk to you. Your album is called Cold Sea. I have a copy in front of me, the vinyl. It's beautiful. Who did the artwork on this? It's beautiful.
So the artwork is by Sinead Smith. She's an Inishowen painter. And check out her work online. It's really amazing. Yes. She's painted Inishowen landscapes for years. Really stunning.
Really beautiful. Your album, Cold Sea, is out now. Your tour starts this week with the album launch in the Sugar Club. That's sold out, Oisin. Then you're on to the Tavyark in Galway, the Regional Culture Centre in Letterkenny, Clears of Kilkenny, Dolans of Limerick, the Glens in Manor Hamilton, and the Deer's Head in Belfast on May the 7th. All your dates on oisinleach.com. You're going to sing for us again. Do you want to introduce the song for us?
So this is a song called Colour of the Rain, track 2 from the album. The melody came really quickly to me one night and then I actually spent months writing these words. It's about living in Naples, San Francisco, Liverpool and Dublin. Colour of the Rain.
What a dream. Oisin Leach, thank you so much for being my guest this morning. This is Colour of the Rain.